Broadcasting live from Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Cape Fear Seniors, where those who impact seniors' lives gather to tell their stories.
Welcome to Cape Fear Seniors radio show. My name is Tom Petcher. I'm your host, and co-hosting with me today is Anne Revelle. And our guest is Julie Thomas, who's CEO and co-founder of DocSync. Julie, before we start talking about the company, you should know, and you probably already do, a number of guests on the show up until now have sort of bemoaned the lack of care coordination when they're dealing with multiple physicians. And as we age, we do deal with multiple physicians, not just primary care, but cardiologists, orthopedists, and so forth. And I've learned over the course of interviewing folks that this is a huge, huge issue in the care community and in the patient community. As an opening, talk about how DocSync speaks to that concern.
Yes, thank you, Tom. And first of all, thank you for having me here. You are truly speaking to our passion and the primary reason that DocSync exists. Care coordination is one of the biggest things that happens, not just for patients, but also for physicians. So as we all try and strive to reduce per capita costs, it is just completely imperative that everybody be on the same page. The problem has been thus far that even with the adoption of electronic health records, which serve their own purposes, obviously, that they don't always talk to one another. Those systems are not always comparable. So in order for patients to benefit, for all their care teams to be on the same page, we have come up with DocSync, which is designed to take care of that particular gap in communications. Yes.
And DocSync is a technology product to some extent, certainly, which is a bit of a breakthrough. And since my co-host today, Anne Revelle, is the technology person in the room, certainly compared to me, and what's on your mind?
Well, what's really on my mind is if we can get a really nice community-oriented description of what it is DocSync is and does, and then tell us how you decided to come up with this idea.
Great, Anne. Great question. Actually, DocSync solves several problems, and that's kind of what separates us from the pack. Not only can we address the revenue cycle issues for physicians, we have this wonderful impact in the community where we can connect disparate providers, regardless of their technology, regardless of their affiliation. Are you a member of the hospital? Are you a solo practitioner that has held out this long? And we can connect them in a way that it makes fiscal sense, that provides an ROI, but that has this wonderful impact on our patient community because everyone is connected on this platform. Primarily, they're using mobile devices because
So this is a mobile app?
It is.
Okay.
It is. We have a web-based component as a dashboard, but it is a software as a service. But our app is available both in iTunes and in Google Play. You can simply download and go.
And the objective is for all doctors eventually to be able to utilize DocSync. Is that correct?
Oh my goodness. The objective is for every medical professional in
above
the United States.
Doctors.
Absolutely. Mental health professionals, social workers. I want anyone that is taking care in a patient's health care, all right, to be able to speak with one another and to really participate in that care coordination, because that kind of communication is where we're really going to see the most benefit in our patient population.
General Motors has been in the news a lot lately for what they call silo issues. You know, each element of General Motors, and there are probably hundreds of dozens, creates their own silo and they don't speak to each other. That's as much a problem in the care community as it is in General Motors. Is that fair to say?
Oh, it's so correct, Tom. So again, we have all these electronic health records, and the government has pushed through their mandates and are providing meaningful use incentives, and they do serve their purposes. The problem is with that very expensive elaborate and difficult in most cases. Times, it's hard for them to be able to communicate without those interfaces. So we have created this wonderful way to sit on top of any of the technology that they have already, or physicians have already adopted, and communicate regardless of whatever that technology is. So, yes.
Can you create a scenario that, that our listeners will really understand about how this actually works for the patient in real life? Take me as an example. You know, my primary care physician knows me better than any other doctor because I see him more frequently, typically speaking. But what kind of scenario, what does it look like when your product is really, really doing its job?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what happens is, let's assume that we have providers in a hospital environment utilizing DocSync. Mm-hmm. So that simply means that not only can they bill at the time of service for any services that they render to you, Tom, while you're in the hospital, mm-hmm. simultaneously, let's say while they're billing the discharge, okay, you're well, they've done what they needed to do, they're about to send you home, they can immediately notify your primary care physician at no cost to that PCP that, hey, Tom's been in the hospital. This is what he's been dealing with. Mm-hmm. These are our concerns moving forward. These are our suggestions. And we can send that to your PCP and their care coordinator, which is kind of a new term of art. It's those people that are responsible of transitioning you as a patient back into the outpatient setting after you get out of the inpatient world, mm-hmm. you know, after you get out of the hospital, to make sure that we can manage your disease processes in a more efficient and cost-effective manner. So we're alerting those PCPs, but it also opens up the opportunity to have a real-time communication. So I hate to use the term secure texting because we're so much more than that, but they can literally attach your patient profile, any applicable images, documents, and share that through what we call a share care functionality on our software.
Sharing is good, but before I hand the reins back over to Anne, who's chomping at the bit, what about my privacy?
Yes, absolutely. We are completely HIPAA secure. We, as a matter of fact, we have gone through many, many, many rigorous security and privacy audits. So, you know, when you actually compare our software as a service platform with paper, it's just, there's no comparison. If for no other reason in the world, that's the one reason to adopt DocSync, because you're not going to be, you're not going to be facing those fines when you happen to leave a patient chart in the car, or there's those things that are beyond your control. So yes, we're very sensitive to that and completely HIPAA secure.
I just want to go back from a consumer's perspective for a second here and talk about how technology is actually impacting the consumer when they don't even touch it.
Absolutely.
I think that most people, frankly, would kind of be surprised to learn that when they go to the hospital, their primary care physician may not even know that.
True.
The fact that they can walk into their primary care physician after having had maybe some back issues, and maybe that specialist has been dealing with them, or many other different kinds of things, and having maybe some medications prescribed that may be in conflict with other medications, the fact that that's not known. The movement in the healthcare information technology space is so vast and so broad that consumers can't possibly understand what's happening with that. What you've done, I just have to applaud, because taking this very complicated situation and impacting communication is so enormous that the whole healthcare record industry, the EHR, is that right?
Yes. That's the electronic health record. Yes.
But they're not all talking.
No, they're not.
So we're not having the records talk, but you're allowing people to talk.
Absolutely.
I just have to applaud that. That's a big deal. And to do it as a software as a service from a technology perspective, and to do it as an app that's available both for Apple and Android, I just think that that's big, and I applaud you for doing that.
Thank you so much, Anne. I mean, that really means a lot to us, and it's our passion. I mean, that's why we got into this space. You know, I have spent my career working with physicians both in the inpatient and the outpatient setting, and I understand what it means for them to maximize their revenue, okay, and maximize their accounts receivable. So we obviously know that we have to produce a ROI. But here's the other side of that. When you can do that, and you can have a benefit for patients that will literally impact the health of them and what their family has to do as far as care coordination and those responsibilities, it's why we're here.
Well, all while you're giving the physicians maybe a raise.
Yeah, well, yes. And it's so funny you say that. Not only can we connect them, we can give them a raise. Actually, the stats that we've shown is within 45 days, we're giving them about a 16% raise.
Wow.
So.
The business side of me wants to ask two questions as well. The first one is, it comes down to one. How does DocSync make its money? How does your revenue flow?
Okay, so we are a subscription-based service, mm-hmm. And it is per user. So that's really different from any of those that try to compete with us. And yeah, I did say try. There are those that operate in the world of secure texting. There are those that operate in the world of mobile charge capture, those mm-hmm. that operate in telehealth. You know, we do all three. But here's the situation. We don't charge a seat per user. It's a seat per provider.
That's good.
And it's very, very affordable and, again, built to produce an instant ROI.
And the other question just came back to me. Who is your competition and how do they operate differently from you?
Well,
and why are you better?
Yeah, well, for the reasons that I just said. But other than that, you know, we didn't assume that we knew exactly what physicians wanted. We took the time and the money to work directly hand in hand with several groups of physicians and address their workflows to make sure that even though we think that we have this wonderful opportunity and this wonderful solution for them, if they can't use it and it doesn't make sense in a both medically and in a business sense for them, then they're not going to use it. You know, to be great, you have to be used, and to be used, you have to be great. Mm-hmm. So we have really put the investment into that, and that makes us better. Beyond the fact that we're about 60% less than our competitors that do one of the three to four things that we do.
Do you only work in this area, in the Cape Fear area?
No, I'm proud to say. Actually, my co-founder, Brad Heinle, and our chief medical officer, Dr. Josh Dobstaff, who also is a full-time employee of Wilmington Health Associates, has just come back, or they're on a plane right now, from mm-hmm. Key Largo, Florida, where we are implementing at Ocean Reef, the medical center at Ocean
Reef.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You know, the trips I pick not to go on.
I know, right? Are you going to Oshkosh next week?
Maybe. Glad to be here, though. But
no, we love Oshkosh, by the way.
Yeah. And I do, too, by the way. But we are nationwide. We are in, I say that because we're from California all the way out to the coast. Obviously, we're in North Carolina, but in Philadelphia. And then I believe we're in six states right now. But, you know, after this, I'm expecting, you know.
Oh, through the roof.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
How does a doctor actually find out about this? What are you doing to market your product?
Well, you know, that's kind of a multifold answer. So first of all, we're doing things like this, and we greatly appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience. Thank you for this. But we also have built our network so that it's spider webs, if you will, because if we can make sense for a physician, not only in their revenue and not only in their efficiency, so gain them time and money, it behooves them to bring on their fellows.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about is that we have this built-in electronic network management system that completely streamlines what's typically a very work-intensive, labor-intensive, and paper-driven process, which is consults and referrals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that anybody can share care with a shared patient, if you will, on our network. And in the most simplistic terms, I would compare it to Facebook, because you can simply send out the request. Once uh-huh. that's been validated, they can then accept, and then you can share images, documents, patients, conversations, so on and so forth. So it's kind of growing organically, if you will, and mm-hmm. that's a blessing. But, you know, to answer your question directly, we are going to many of the different conferences that are available
Great.
Throughout the United States.
HIMSS and things like that.
Absolutely. National Accountable care organizations.
Oh, great.
You know, that kind
good,
of thing.
Good.
They have the NACOS, if you will, and that's coming up in Washington. We're looking forward to that. So there are those conferences in the industry.
How do insurance companies like this?
Well, they love it.
They do like it.
They absolutely love it because I'll tell you what, it keeps their costs down. You know, when you have a group of physicians or just, let's say, healthcare providers, again, it's not just limited to physicians, talking on a singular platform, you're reducing that opportunity for redundant care and redundant services.
Or mistakes.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, we're all here for the same reasons. It's to improve patient population health, but also to reduce those per capita costs. And we're really finding that we're helping there.
Let's move back to the patient perspectives or the patient experience just for just a moment. Are you finding that patients are getting savvy enough to recognize this kind of broken system and the fact that doctors don't talk to each other about patient care, one patient care? That are patients pushing this at all, or have we not gotten there yet as a patient population?
Honestly, we haven't exactly got there as a patient population. One of the places that we're moving, you know, we've started in the telehealth part of things as well with DocSync. And what I'm really looking forward to is expanding that so that we can have a new focus on providing services out in the rural populations to those that may not have the ability to get to where they need to for healthcare and do that in an efficient and a cost-effective manner. I would say that folks like my sweet dad out there, you know, he appreciates having Julie time and time again, you know, so I can go and help him communicate with his physicians. But I don't think that they realize, nor do I think all physicians realize that there's this kind of solution out there that's cost effective and that will really address these.
There's a growing field out there, of what's called geriatric care management.
Yes.
And individuals who kind of act as quarterbacks, if you will, around care. Will this kind of make that kind of care unnecessary in the future, or will there always be a need for someone out there to kind of help in the right situation, in the right case, a particular patient, a real human being?
Oh, I think there will always be a need for that. I don't think that this replaces that at all. What I think that we are going to be able to accomplish is simply streamline that coordination of care. You know, we are not going to take the place of any one particular provider or service that a patient needs, but we're going to facilitate it and we're going to make all that better. But I don't think we take the place.
Good to know.
Yeah, I'm curious about the whole reimbursement world. This seems to be playing ping pong here a little bit. I keep going back into the business end of it, and Tom keeps bringing it back to the care end of it. I guess it's because you handle both ends of that world so beautifully. But there's a push toward reimbursement on the value of the care provided. How do you think Docs Inc. plays in that world?
I love that question. So, you know, I've been in revenue cycle management more years than I care to say, but I will, about 22, 23 years. And so it's been fee for service. You know, basically up until this point, you provide a service and then you have a fee schedule and you understand that this is what you're going to be reimbursed for those services that you perform as a provider.
Right.
Well, there is that push now for fee for value. So basically what we're trying to do is reach for that triple aim. And that may be a term of art that you've heard or not, but it's basically increasing the patient satisfaction, reducing per capita cost, and you know, just really trying to push for that. So we believe that the ability to take the onus off the patients, number one, as far as their care coordination, is obviously going to steer towards one of those two things. We are going to help the patient be more satisfied. You know, the second thing is the fee for value. That is going to be, as I alluded to before, there's not going to be so much duplication of services. So if you have everybody on the same page within a particular care team, and everyone knows that they've been in the hospital and a CT has been performed, they know what medications have been prescribed, that type of thing. We're not going to be duplicating tests and inflating those charges more than they need to be. So, accountable care organizations have the need for increased communication. And PCPs, that's one of our biggest excitements, is that our model is so that, let's just assume the nucleus of DocSync happens to be at a hospital, right? So you've got this group of physicians called hospitalists that treat the patient while they're in the hospital. Now, without any expense to a PCP, if the nucleus is that hospital, they can send those notifications out to the PCP so that they are completely aware of what's going on, admission, discharge, and transfers. So we are really excited about that.
All of us as potential patients, and we all are potential patients when you come right down to it, want hospitals to be as efficient as possible.
Yes.
For a lot of reasons, not the least of which is cost, but certainly because efficiency in and of itself is good. Hospitals have not exactly over the course of time been foes of fee-for-service. So I'm curious about what kind of response this concept is getting from hospitals themselves, fee-for-value versus fee-for-service.
Well, it's mixed. It truly is mixed. You know, but what you're going to start seeing is not only hospitals are going to adopt that, they're going to start actually being the payers. You're actually going to see more hospitals and health systems becoming payers so that they can actually be the ones to work with their employees and work with their patients that frequent their facilities and that kind of thing. And so they're just going to be that much more invested in keeping those per capita costs down and providing the best care possible. We believe that's coming stronger and stronger as the days go on.
So you've been out since what, 2012, is that right?
Yes.
That's when you launched, so you're 2 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
And, young company.
Yes.
And you've won, you know, major awards.
Yes.
Congratulations
on
the Coastal Entrepreneurship Award. What's in the future?
Oh, so exciting. So there's so much that I want to do. Here's what we're looking at. First of all, again, I mentioned telehealth. We would love to be able to continue to build on that platform so that we can provide services to patients that are in rural healthcare areas and give them that experience to connect with their providers, whereas they may have not have had that opportunity.
Well, and that's a good timing. I mean, that there's a big push for better rural broadband right now. And certainly in North Carolina, there's a statewide push that I think you'll be seeing a lot of opportunity to enter that in our state. So that will be really good timing for you.
Yes, thank you. The second thing I would say is we have a very strong interest in all these mobile wearable devices, devices.
Yep.
Okay. So not only can we connect the physicians and connect physicians with patients, we can also connect data in real time with physicians. So not anymore is it passive. Not anymore do physicians have to go and perhaps log into a portal.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes real time data so that we can literally change the speed of which healthcare is provided to their patients. What a wonderful opportunity that would be.
Right.
So that's the second thing. And then the third would be I'm actively looking at other folks in the space. So there are people, companies that do a super job as far as patient engagement and big data analytics to take claims data and do some predictive modeling on who we really need to place our focus on and what can we do better to be proactive instead of reactive. Again, all about reducing those costs and improving health. So I guess those would be the three big things we're looking at.
How receptive are our doctors to change?
Not very.
You're willing to say that on the air, huh?
Well, yes.
These are your customers now.
Yes.
Well, if you're giving them a raise, maybe.
Yeah, you're giving them a raise, and we built this with doctors. And I have to say, your point is well taken, and it's the very reason that we have done what we've done. Wilmington Health, you know, this is just a wonderful opportunity to give them a big shout out. Truly, they have spent time with us to go through and make sure that what we're doing makes sense for them, not just their patients.
Right.
I mean, it's a win-win. But yes, they are reluctant, but they love what we're doing.
They do.
Yes.
Well, they eventually see the productivity, and they see that as a positive to themselves.
And they get the raise.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes.
Right. This really is, it's a cutting-edge company, cutting-edge technology. Julie Thomas, thanks for joining us today on Cape Fear Seniors. Before we get off the air, though, just let folks know how they can get in touch with you and learn more about what you do and where you're going.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure. This has been a lot of fun. Please go visit our website, docsync.com.
Could you spell that out?
Yes, certainly. It's DOCSINK. So we have our toll-free number on there. We are located in Wrightsville Beach, and we would love to hear from any of you. So thank you.
Julie Thomas, CEO and co-founder of DocSync. So good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Come back again.
I would love to. Thanks so much.
Thank you.